Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the fly control season. The ones that I'm most concerned about, at least at the start of the fly season, will be the stable flies. Those are the biting flies that tend to hang out around the legs of the animals and the underside or bellies of our calves and younger heifers. These actually cause our animals quite a bit of discomfort. Animals will bunch. You'll notice them switching tails very rapidly as well as stamping their feet because they're getting bit. And if they're getting bit and they're bunched up, they're not eating or laying, so they're not doing the productive things that we would like them to do. And you'll see a reduction in milk production. So number one is sanitation, getting rid of all of the fly breeding areas. Secondly, you have to start looking at what chemical options you might want to use. If the flies are already present and biting, we're going to probably have to use some knockdown products. So that would be things that will actually kill the flies pretty much instantly. So fogging and spraying of the animals with approved pesticides are probably the best choice to knock that fly population down. Now here's the challenge. If you've gotten behind on your game, and you have significant fly populations today, you knock them down today, guess what? There's more flies hatching out from larvae around your farm. So save yourself some time and effort. Try to eliminate as many of those fly breeding areas as possible. This will reduce the number of flies that you see on your animals. So with fly control, just want to remind you, sanitation is number one. Our chemical methods are good, but without good sanitation, they're not very effective. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.